Welcome to the ninth in the series of videos concerning questions about marketing that you should be asking. Should ask questions number nine. And this question sounds a little bit like this. Why are testimonials so important in the client attraction process? I want to ask you a question because this video is about the almost comparative pointlessness of self-promotion. So the question I have to ask you is this. What do you think strangers or even referrals feel when they hear us proclaim our excellence about ourselves? Imagine for a moment what is going on in the mind of a stranger or referral when they see or hear you eloquently express your strengths in your integrity, your ability to care for clients, your professional excellence, your quality of service, and all those other things we love expressing on our websites, in our marketing material, in our business cards. I wonder what they feel. You see, if we only asked clients or prospective clients what they felt about our protestations of excellence, we'd be in for a very rude awakening indeed. I have asked prospective clients and clients what they feel about that kind of expression. And I have to tell you, they are deeply underwhelmed by our expressions, our communication of the blindingly obvious. When they read those kind of statements, a small voice goes on in their head which sounds a little bit like this. Well, of course you're going to say that you have integrity and that you care and that your service is excellent. What else would you say, for goodness sake? Would you tell me that you're dishonest, that you don't give a hoot, and that you're not listening to a word I say? Can you see how the things we communicate, the statements we make, often seem ridiculous to the reader or the listener? So why do we do that? Make no mistake, unless that reader is incredibly naive, very gullible, and frankly, surely that's not the kind of client you want anyway, is it? They're not going to be impressed by such statements. Which leads all of us to ask a very worrying question. If they're not impressed by what I have to say about me of that nature, how else am I going to increase the trust in strangers or people who are referred to me before I meet them? How else do I do that? And the answer is, say little or nothing. You see, it's not you that should be saying these things. You need to get somebody else to say it for you. You need to get somebody else to praise you to the high heavens in a way that's credible and that strikes a chord with the reader. Question is, how do you do that? Well, right now I'm going to tell you how you do that, and I suggest strongly that you make notes at this point. What I'm going to do now is to give you a list, a process to create client attracting testimonials, testimonials that work and have impact and credibility. Ready for this? Right. First of all, I'd pick my top 10 clients, the clients that trust me most, and I'd write to them. I'd write to them explaining the reason why I'm asking for these testimonials. More than that, I'd write to them asking them to give me an outline of testimonial which looks something like this, and I'd give them an example. I'd even go further than that. I'd tell them, here is a list of maybe 10 draft testimonials, the sort of thing I want you to say, and give them some help in creating that testimonial for you. But there's an underlying factor you need to communicate to them. What you don't want in a testimonial is simply lots of fluff. What you do want is to help them create a testimonial which explains the results, the outcomes of working with you and your service. That's really important. That carries credibility. Also, some pointers and hints. The worst thing you can do is simply have a testimonial which has initials instead of names. You need to give names. That carries credibility. It's believable. Also, I find useful to have the position of the person giving the testimonial at the end of that testimonial. Not just SS initials, but Fred Bloggs, who is a professional chiropractor or managing director of the following company. Company names are very powerful indeed. If you can get permission to use a person's company name, if it's their business, their company, that's incredibly powerful. Finally, I'd leave you with this hint. if you can acquire a portrait photograph of the person giving the testimonial, that makes everything more personal to the reader or listener. They become live, they become real. Photos are very powerful, and I'd ask for them and I'd use them. The result of you doing what I've just explained to you today is a quantum leap in the credibility factor in the minds of your perfect prospective clients. Now, the next stage in this process will be for you to create a couple of case studies, but you know, that is another subject for another video on another day. So let's just summarize. Don't proclaim your own excellence. Don't blow your own trumpet. Get somebody else to do it for you and do it in a way which is meaningful, which talks about results and outcomes, and which carries weight and credibility. When you do that, your marketing and a client attraction will improve. I look forward to seeing you on the next SAQ video.